Tell us about this event.
Well, it's a pretty exciting event. I mean, it's based on fashion and art. The event itself was, I was approached by a previous gallery owner that I used to know that put on some of the most amazing art shows in Albany. Some people in the audience out here might know Samson Contempassus. He used to own a gallery called Marketplace Gallery. And he had a friend who's named Maria Brink, who is the lead singer of In This Moment. Some of you may know that band. And they wanted to put together a fashion show, and Samson said, we should call Corey and see what we can do, since I've been doing fashion shows in the region for about 8 years now.
Tell us, do you have an organizing principle behind the shows that you put on?
Well, the shows that I put on primarily are trying to support a regional fashion-based economy. So it's always about providing a platform for designers who are trying to design and produce their clothing in our region, because part of the fashion industry's major Achilles heel is that the aggressive sourcing of labor overseas to save cost and pay people under standard wages really creates a big problem for us, not just environmentally because of waste, but also in many other areas as far as even job creation in our own region or country.
Interesting. So there's a sort of labor activist element to what you're doing in addition to art.
Yeah. I mean, this show is not particularly about that. Electric City Couture has kind of a focus on that. That's something that's been near and dear to me. It always seemed logical that if we could utilize the skill sets that are already here in our region, it just helps creative people to be more gainfully employed. And I'm a big proponent of that.
So this show is called Synthesis. And you mentioned Electric City Couture.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what Electric City Couture is, and then tell us about Synthesis.
So Electric City Couture has been around about 8 years now, and it is basically an organization or a group of freelance individuals who come together to produce fashion shows to support regional fashion designers. Again, speaking to the mission that I mentioned a moment earlier about a sustainable fashion economy. We try and bring in elements of entertainment and theatrics to kind of make it a fun event. It's not trying to be overly sophisticated, geared towards some, you know, major buyer for Target or something. It's really about helping people who regionally would like to buy a nice item of clothing from someone who they know who made it, helping them to have a platform for that.
Great. And so tell us about Synthesis.
Yeah, Synthesis was kind of a concept of Davion Brink, who is the young designer that we are going to be showcasing for the first time. And he has some really excellent ideas. I think he's got a great sense of style. And his partner, Alyssa Obio, is an artist. And so they've created kind of this surrealist environment. And their concept was a synthesis of fashion and art. And you know, they've never put on a show like this before, so Maria, Samson, and I decided that we would pool our talents together and see what would happen if we gave them a platform that was put there by people who've done this a lot. And it's amazing to see the growth in both of them as they understand what they have in front of them and how to take advantage of that in a positive way. And we're really excited about what we feel is going to be a spectacular outcome this weekend.
That's great. So what can people expect if they show up?
Well, I would say when you show up, what you can expect is it's a typical gallery opening for the most part, couched around or it's sandwiched in between that will be a short runway segment of Davion's spring-summer 2019 collection. So there'll be some fantastic art there. We have a guest artist coming up from Brooklyn who's a kind of a really cool street artist that works in chalk outlines. It's his work is spectacular. His name is Ellis Gallagher. He's been around for a bit, but he's really kind of this countercultural like street artist who's taking graffiti but trying to find new boundaries that allow it to be existing in the context of community.
Will there be music?
Absolutely. I've got a DJ I've worked with quite a bit who's been an influence on many of the more popular and successful DJs in the area. His name is DJ Nate the Great. And he has worked with Electric City for many years. He plays this really amazing eclectic mix of world music and hip hop and a lot of different styles. And he's got a great sense of rhythm. And Davion has a good friend named Carbon. And they've devised a actual piece to go with his runway show so that there's a contextual kind of synthesis between the music and what's happening on the runway also.
Site-specific.
Site-specific, yes.
What is the site?
The site is actually 351 Hudson Ave, which is on the corner of Lark Street and Hudson. It used to be the old Mod Bomb Dance Studio. For those of you who know Albany at all, she had performance and other things there for many years and recently sold the building. It was bought by a gentleman named Jeff Buell. And they are working on creating something very exciting about in that space. And we're getting to have one of the early renditions of that. I really don't dare go into that because I'm not sure what he spoke about public about that yet.
Very exciting.
Yeah, it's actually pretty exciting. He's got a great concept that he's putting together there with some other people.
Cool.
I believe the stage there dates back as far as the 20s, if I'm not incorrect. So it's a beautiful historic space, and I think the intention is to keep it that way. But to provide this nice community-based asset right off Lark Street, which I think will be really important to keeping Lark Street vibrant from an arts perspective, and you know, keeping it from becoming a little overly gentrified, which we always fear, right?
So you've been putting on fashion shows, or I should say Electric City Couture has been putting on fashion shows for many years.
Yeah, we're up to about 8 years now. I mean, we were trying to focus on doing one big show a year. The project itself started at Proctor's Theater, then moved to Universal Preservation Hall in Saratoga. And since we've kind of bounced around to a lot of different places. So I've worked with the Hyde Museum, for example. Up in Glens Falls, the New York State Museum. We did a show there called Identity last year. And lately what's been happening is we're kind of doing more renegade pop-up style shows. The largest expression of Electric City Couture was a few years ago in Saratoga, and it was 3 days of fashion activities, 9 designers. We had over 800 attendees on that particular version of Electric City. And it just got to the point where it got so big that it was really hard to sustain that. So I think the venue itself was going to go under historic restoration. So it gave Electric City Couture a chance to kind of step back and think a little bit about what we wanted to do. And we just started focusing on some smaller, more arts-based shows. And it's been a little more relaxing to do shows at that scale for me. It's pretty stressful to do shows with 90 models. Sure. Inevitably, you never have exactly the resources you'd like to be able to do shows at that scale. So it required a lot of hard work. But still working with a lot of those designers. One designer named Vilma Mare that I've worked with for several years. We brought her down to New York Fashion Week and did something at the Lithuanian consulate, which was really cool. So we're kind of bouncing all over the place. But my main focus generally is upstate New York, the 8 counties as defined by the governor's office.
And so does Davion have a particular aesthetic that you could describe to us?
Yeah, he would probably say it's a synthesis of nature and technology. It envisions a future where nature is more integrated into our way of being, understanding that technology continues to evolve, but it has a slight tinge of post-apocalyptic kind of vibe to it. And personally, I think he works with terry cloths and like thick mill plastics to create these really interesting, futuristic and comfortable garments. It feels a little hip hop to me, too, which really excites me because I'm kind of into that aesthetic. You know, even though I don't rock it myself, I like it when people do rock it and know how to rock it. I'm just not that clever.
Gotcha. Are attendees of the fashion show going to be able to purchase clothing right there on the spot?
You know, he's showcasing this line, and as an up-and-coming designer, it's taken a lot of his time, energy, and resources to just be able to get a solid show to put together. And then I think the concept is to go into production. I think ultimately they're looking at doing smaller runs of clothing and possibly opening up a shop in the Albany area in the next year or so. So this is kind of a preview of the collection. See how it's received. We may be selling some pieces off the runway if people are interested in that. But we definitely have a lot of art that will be for sale that was inspired by the collection or part of the inspiration seed. Alyssa will have some large-scale pieces there that she's been working on. And again, the pop-up gallery with Ellis Gallagher. Samson Contempasis, for those of you who know him out there or those of you who don't, is a very influential artist in our region. He does a lot of large-scale murals. He just recently did a mural in Albany honoring Martin Luther King, I believe, or something like that. I'm trying to remember exactly what it is. He's got so many things going on. But he's definitely a name of note that a lot of people who are deeply into the art scene or have been for a few years would know. And he's going to be curating the interior installation project. So he does scale. He does big. And the visual aesthetic alone would be worth the trip, I can assure you.
What? Why not? It's a... You know, local artists, free food, and it's all taking place this Saturday?
Yeah, so it's going to be this Saturday at 351 Hudson Avenue. And the doors are at 7 for those who RSVP through the website, electriccitycouture.com. If you just want to walk up and not pre-reserve, you can enter at 7:30. The cost is free. And we just encourage people to come and enjoy art and fashion and community and just have a good time. That's really what we're trying to focus on.
Sounds great.
Thank you so much for your time, Mel. I appreciate it.